Thank you, Roy. And now back to the news. Snow-coated landscapes, encounters with emperor penguins and round-the-clock daylight aren't usually in an electrician's job description. But they're par for the course for one Norfolk man who is having the adventure of a lifetime working on a project in Antarctica. Alan McTavish, 33, has been working with a team of seven electricians on a four-month project helping to move the British Antarctic Survey's Halley Research Station, a modular structure which sits on a huge hydraulic skis. He said, "We were responsible for temporary power for the winter sciences, installing power to the temporary accommodation at each site, disconnecting the modules and recommissioning. For example, we took a snowcat to the old site, dismantled the mess tent and flooring, and pulled out all the lighting and power, so it's ready for the cranes to take the containers away and the site to be levelled." Mr. McTavish lives in Hevingham, north of Norwich, and runs an electrical installation company. The former Wyndham High School student applied to be part of the relocation team after his father-in-law saw an advert in the Eastern Daily Press early last year. He said, "I love adventurous holidays with my family, but have never seen my work as an adventure. At the interview in Cambridge, I thought there was no way I'd get it. Everyone seemed very academic and spoke so well. But a week after the interview, I got the job offer."
A landlord who converted two garages into rooms to rent could be taken to court. Norwich City Council is ready to take enforcement action over two homes in Whistlefish Court off Dereham Road. The owner of a three-storey semi-detached home at numbers 66 and 67 has turned two garages into separate residential units, and the houses are being rented out as homes of multiple occupation. The council says planning permission should have been obtained for the conversion of the garages and for the property to be used to house so many people renting separate rooms. Officers in their report said the converted garages provided a poor standard of amenity for its occupiers. And they said the current unauthorised residential use would have a significant detrimental impact on the residential amenities of occupiers and neighbouring properties. Members of City Hall's Planning Committee yesterday unanimously agreed to take enforcement action. The council says it has already told the owner to stop the use of the converted garage and to cease the unauthorised use of home for what is known as multiple occupation. The owner did have permission for the home to be used for up to six people, but once that number was exceeded, it constituted a breach. The enforcement action could involve the owner being prosecuted or could see the council take direct action to prevent the unauthorised use. Planning Committee member Mike Sands said at the time, "This sends a strong message to landlords who think they can cram people into houses and exploit them for profit."
Discovered among dilapidated tractor sheds, old farm machinery and abandoned tools, a once much-loved British car is due to go under the hammer at auction later this month. Auctioneers are appealing for help to find out about the early history of a recently discovered abandoned Austin 7 Ruby. The classic car was found during a property clearance in the village of Goxhill, North Lincolnshire. The number plate details, BNG108, show that the car took to Norfolk's roads more than three quarters of a century ago, when it was first registered in the county. The vehicle has since gone on to have seven owners, but the details of who they were and when the car left Norfolk remain a mystery. If you have more information or want details about the auction, which ends on February the 28th, visit the auctioneers, CJM Asset Management, website at The website is cjmasset.com. Or ring Robert Horner on 01724 334411.
The union representing workers at Bird of Matthews has hit out at deeply disappointing plans to cut more than 150 jobs after meeting with company bosses. The poultry producer announced on Tuesday it was consulting with staff about cutting jobs at its head office and production facility at Great Witchingham in Norfolk. The news comes just months after Bird of Matthews was bought out of administration by Beauperin Private Office, a company owned by Two Sisters Food Group owner Ranjit Singh Beauperin, which said it wanted to make Bird of Matthews great again. Unite said that 96 production jobs at the Chicken Production South site at Great Witchingham were under threat, with the remaining job losses coming from head office, managerial, technical and clerical staff. The union is pushing for there to be no compulsory redundancies and for staff to be redeployed where possible or given help to find work at other poultry companies, including Two Sisters.
It was Basil Fawlty who once advertised no riffraff for a proposed gourmet night at his hotel. But now a town council appears to have taken a similar approach towards boats, wishing to moor along a riverbank near Norwich. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council is to begin assessing vessels based on their appearance, should they wish to park alongside River Green. And only the most aesthetically pleasing will be allowed to permanently stay there. It is part of a new management plan for 223 metres of quayheading near Yarmouth Road in Thorpe St Andrew, which has come into the council's ownership. From this year, the council needs to try and raise £10,000 per annum in order to keep the quay adequately maintained. Various ideas have been put forward to achieve this, including the introduction of an electric hire boat scheme on the River Yare, but councillors have also agreed to allow a certain number of people to permanently moor on the bank, should their boats meet the standard. Thomas Foreman, town clerk, said, "The council wants aesthetically pleasing boats, which are kept to a high standard. The boats will have to be inspected and checked to make sure that they meet the criteria that the council lays out." Mr. Foreman said the idea was to ensure the scenic views from River Green would not be spoiled for people living in the town.
Pop singer Lulu will be heading to Norwich and King's Lynn as part of her tour later this year. The All About the Music tour will include 40 dates across the UK, including a performance at the Alive Corn Exchange in King's Lynn on Sunday, October the 8th, and a performance at Norwich Theatre Royal on Saturday, October the 21st. Well, I'm afraid that's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from me, Ian Robertson.
And from me, Paddy Watkins. But please continue to listen to Chatterbox. Part two this week will include more news stories, information desk, and two more features about Norwich.